It's On the Sofa with My Pussy.
It's me, and you know fully well.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast. My name is Mitch Johnson.
And my name is Trish Bertram.
Ah, Trish Bertram, I've heard you on the telly.
Have you? What on?
Oh, everything. Whether it's the Olympics or whether you're announcing World War II or
I know.
You're not that old, but when you were talking about it on Netflix, it was fantastic.
Well, you're very, very kind, but I remember when you were on the telly too, and it's about time you were back on the telly, so why aren't you?
Well, that's something we can talk about in this new podcast, because if you don't know, Trish does a lot of voiceovers. I do a lot of voiceovers. We've got lots of done lots of jobs in telly, and we might spill some beans and reveal a few secrets, might we, Trish?
What would you say, Mitch, was your biggest... If somebody said to you, and as they have said to you and to me all our lives, I've got a nice voice, I could be a voiceover, what would you say? What's your big top tip?
I would say, yes, it's not always the nice voice. It's the ability to take direction, do what the producer wants, and not be precious. Because when you do a voiceover, as you well know, you're probably in the studio for an hour. They probably make you do 60 or 70 takes, make you do it different ways. And if you cannot lose your temper and not be precious and actually take direction, you'll be fine.
That's a very good point. And I think you and I have moaned to each other. For years.
Oh, we've got many stories. I'll tell you many stories.
We have, between us, we have encountered many incarnations of Clem Fandango.
Yeah. It's very accurate, actually. Toast of London is real.
Toast of London is real. The bits I like the most are the bits in the studio, because we know that that actually is real, especially when he has to shout out one word.
I did it once for the BBC. I did a thing for the lottery where I had to say, tonight on BBC One, the lottery, with a guaranteed £10 million jackpot. And anyway, I went home and they phoned up in a panic about 2 hours late. And they went, oh my God, it's not guaranteed. It's estimated. Can you come back in? I said, well, I can. In fact, I think they sent me a taxi. So this taxi picks me up, takes me to TV centre. I go in the studio and they say, can you say estimated? I say, okay, estimated. And they went, thank you. They sent me home again. Paid me a fee.
This was obviously before the days where you could just say it into your phone and send
That's
it
right,
off.
That's right, you have to go in.
Those were the days. Those were the days when we would run around Soho just saying estimated here and lottery there and going home, and it was lovely.
What was your easiest job, Trish?
Oh, my God. I mean, are any jobs easy? You may get a line to say, but then you're dealing with someone like in Toast who wants you to say it 98 different ways.
And the great thing is, you know, and I find the engineer always knows, that take one, two, or maybe three is good.
I love sound engineers.
Yeah, because they know.
Well, they know.
You've got to go and do something and say, like, the new Disney DVD, out now, 1999. And they go, okay, lovely, can we just do another one for safety? So you go, the new DVD, out now, 1999. And then there's about five people in the room who are all trying to justify their jobs, okay?
Yeah.
So the producer says, any comments? And people think, oh, I better say something to keep my job. So they go, when he says 1999, can he just put the emphasis on the 19 and not the 99? So you do it again, you go, out now, 1999. And they go, any other thoughts? Yes, when he says out now, can he say out, can he emphasize the word now? So you go, Disney DVD, out now, 1999. And anyway, you do this about 100 different permutations. Then you got an hour later, you've got 5 minutes to mix the whole thing. And the engineer says, well, you know, you've only got 5 minutes left. And so I say, or you've probably done this, you go, what about take one or take two? That was quite good, wasn't it? Remember, we're up to take 98.
That's right.
And the engineer then plays back take two, the new Disney DVD, out now, 1999. And they go, oh, that's good. Oh, we like that one. We'll use that one. And the engineer winks at me, and we both know we just wasted an hour doing 90 takes when take two was fine. I've had that a lot.
Yeah, I've had that a lot. And it's that other thing that I hate is when you're sitting there and they switch the talk back off and you look through the glass and there are all these people huddled together and they're discussing, should it be 19 or 99?
Yeah.
And you don't know. And it makes you a bit paranoid. You don't know if they're saying, oh, she's crap. Can we get another one?
Yeah.
Wasn't Judy Dench not available?
You know, I totally agree.
Can we get Joanna Lumley?
When you can't hear them through, almost once you want to learn lip reading, don't you?
Yeah. So that's the thing I used to hate about doing anything that was commercial related. Radio people, and the only bit, I mean, you've been a proper radio disc jockey and all of that, but I only ever did what they call station imaging, and the radio imaging producers were always lovely, because all I'd go in, I'd shout my head off, they were always pleased, and then I knew that with their skills they were going to make me sound a million times better than I sounded anyway.
Oh, you always sound great.
No, but you know what I mean. By the time all the post-production has been layered on and the odd click and all the deep breathing and the this and the that, and you end up sounding fantastic, much better than I deserve
it. Well, that's great, and you always sound good on the radio. And here's another thing that you'll have noticed as well. The smaller the station, the more jingles they want. If it's a little local hospital station or community station and you're doing it for a favour, they send like 5 pages of rubbish, and you have to go, it's 4 in a row with Fred Bloggs on the Tasty Tea Time Teas. But when you do a big station like Capital or Radio 2 or Smooth or Heart I've worked for, they're lovely because they just get you to go, Heart FM. And they go, thank you. And Radio 2 maybe go, Zoe Ball on Radio 2. And they go, thank you, that's fine, that's all we need. And that is all they need. No, you don't need like 500 pages of rubbish. That's the DJ's job.
No, that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. And also, as you and I have often moaned about, the smaller the station, the less likely you are to be thanked. I think my worst one was doing a lot of stuff free out of the goodness of my heart for a little community radio station that had launched. And I was trying to do my bit, put something back, and sending off the stuff. And what happened was there was this kind of feeling that I was on tap, like you just turned Trish on. Mm. And I'd get these emails, and one day I got an email that went, can you do this one? No, dear Trish, how are you today? Thank you so much for all the free stuff you've let us have. Really grateful. You're really helping us. Would you mind just doing this extra line? No, it just said, can you do this one?
Yeah.
So I hit reply and went, no. Always be nice to your voiceovers, people.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah.
So I'll be sending you my invoice for this chat we're having.
Well, this is our new podcast, and we'll talk more about voiceovers and voiceover stories later. What have you been doing today then, Trish? Have you been running around? Have you been hoarding? Have you been watching telly shows? Have you been buying things? What's been happening in Trish Bertram's world today?
It's interesting you mentioned hoarding, because I'm trying to break that.
You're not a hoarder, though.
I'm not a hoarder, but I kind of almost was once, and I've sort of gone the opposite. I sort of like got myself into Marie Kondo, and I read all the books, and there was a great book I was once given called The Swedish Art of Death Cleansing, which basically means you look at all your stuff and you imagine that if you were on your deathbed, how are you going to feel knowing that somebody, like family or friends or neighbour or someone, is going to have to come in and deal with all your stuff?
Good point.
So this is what the Swedes do. They prepare for their deaths by getting rid of all their things, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years earlier. So they have to anticipate when they think they're going to die. Mm. That's all very well. And imagine getting to 100 and you've given all your stuff away at the age of 60.
Yes, and that cable you needed to plug in the new TV. I had one of those, but I gave it away. Bugger.
Bugger.
Where's my toaster gone? Where's the kettle gone?
I actually did today. A lovely local friend here offered to go to the dump. He said, I've got anything you want to get rid of? And I went, yes, because I've always got stuff I want to get rid of. When you were in Spain, did you think about all the stuff you had back in England?
No, and here's the thing. I was in Spain for a year and a half looking after my mum, but I had with me my MacBook, which is kind of essential for working, a microphone for working, a pair of shorts, and a phone. And you know what? I was really happy. I didn't need all the things that you have lying around the house. Like you said, sun loungers and boxes of DVDs and old guitars and bits of sound equipment. You don't need much in the world. As I say, a pair of shorts, a MacBook, and I was happy.
And a phone.
And a phone.
You probably don't even need a phone.
No, because in Spain you actually talk to people, normally. You go to the bar and actually chat to people.
It's absolutely. And that's how I feel. If ever I go off on a holiday or go visiting, I don't miss anything.
Less is more, Trish. Let's just turn that on.
That's very good.
Yes, thank you. Very good. Very strong. Very good. Very good.
Talent oozes out of every pore.
Well, now we have to do something with it, my darling. So, look, this is our first episode of our Super Duper podcast. I hope you'll join us on our next one. Not you, I mean you as well, Trish, but I was talking to our imaginary listener.
Our listener, do you think we'll get one?
Yes, of course we will. People want to know the goss. We want to know your take on stuff, because you've got some great views on political goings-on and shenanigans.
Oh, no, I just moan.
No, you have very erudite perspicacity about you, and wisdom and sagacity.
Sagacity, that sounds like an audio app.
It does, doesn't it? Have you got sagacity?
Sound wise with sagacity.
Out now, $19.99. There we go.
Very good.
Can we just do another take, please? Just
Mitch, Clem Fandango here.
Oh, God, don't remind me. All right, darling. Well, let's speak next week, all right?
All right, then. Lovely to chat, as ever. And let's say goodbye to our listener.
Bye, listener.
Bye.